The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Welcome to my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your babiest baby, Griffin McElroy.
Hollywood Travis McElroy checking in. He's left the soft lights of the small city behind, and he is moving on up. He hit the road, packed his family in a matrix, and headed on out Route 66 to find fame and fortune. Travis, how is your quest for fame and fortune going?
Well, I'm right around the corner from Los Angeles in Norman, Oklahoma.
Just 19 short hours away.
You think you might just stop there?
Well, maybe? You'd be amazed. Like, all the stars are out here. Like, everybody, you know, they all film in Hollywood, but they all live in Norman. They just commute in. So I'm thinking about doing that. Just staying here, enjoying all of the, you know, donuts that Norman has to offer. It's a lot of donuts. It's a big donut town. But I knew that from going to school here. So that came as no surprise to me. We've been here for about 2 hours now. We've had 16 donuts.
Travis, I want to hear about the hobnobbing.
Well, we ate the donuts with David Duchovny.
Oh, great.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I love his show, Oklahomacation. And it's a show about how he's a sex addict living in Oklahoma.
And Norman, he fucks Oklahoma. Donuts.
And he fucks donuts. Oh, so many great donut nude scenes.
And so lots many of jokes about glazing.
So many nude debuts.
Oklahoma erotic? Mm-hmm. Would that be? Is there a thing there?
I don't understand. Travis, I want to. Seriously. How are you? I know you're on that chase. You're on that paper chase.
Yeah.
And I imagine you lay that grind down before you even get there. Have you planted the proper seeds in Los Angeles so that when you roll up, they're like, he's arrived?
I've already auditioned for 16 pilots.
Okay.
I was afraid you would miss pilot season.
No, I auditioned for all of them. I got 6 of them. 3 of them have gotten picked up. So, yeah. So, I mean, pretty good
start. At least
2
of them have to be NCISs, right?
That is correct. One is NCIS Norman. And one is actually,
somebody stole this man's donut, and he was a sailor or something.
And one of them is NCIS Cincinnati. So I've actually got to move back to Cincinnati for a while.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's how they get you.
Do you know that Bacala is in an NCIS now, too?
Fuck yeah, he is. Not New Orleans, baby.
He's in NCIS titties.
What?
NCIS what? Titties. It's all about, like, Bourbon Street and Mardi Gras and stuff. And throwing beads and boobies.
Somebody threw these
beads through this woman.
I don't think the show is called NCIS Titties.
I'm almost certain it is.
I don't
Somebody think... threw these beads to this woman. Oh, boy.
Come on. That's not... You are fucking limiting Scott Bakula's scope to just the one work, his one opus. Do you know how... You have any idea how hurtful that is for him? That you just... You see Bakula and you think... Quantum Leap. He's done so much.
He wants to be remembered for Enterprise and nothing else.
Much like the nerds of the world, I pretend Enterprise doesn't exist. So
sure.
Once you take that off the list, what else you got for Bakula?
I bet he's been in other stuff. I'm not willing to look it up. I don't want to know that. But.
He's been in my wife's every erotic dream, which is really too bad for me.
I've been inside him when he becomes gigantic.
Well, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Is he an American Beauty?
He is an American Beauty.
I thought I remembered
He's
that.
He's an American treasure.
Travis, I wish you the best, and I hope that you get
Chuck's
famous.
Chuck's dad on Chuck. Chuck's dad on Chuck.
Oh,
Chuck's dad
is.
On that Chuck. One. That's the other one.
So if you're listening to this on Monday, we will be traveling through Albuquerque, New Mexico, so make sure to wave to us. If you're listening to this on, Tuesday, we'll be driving through Flagstaff. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, I will be losing all my money in Las Vegas. And if you're listening to this on Thursday, we will be in Los Angeles if all goes well.
And you'll be there for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. And then move back to Norman for NCIS Norman.
Terrific. I love your life.
It's
I love your
great.
Life.
It's me and Paul F. Tompkins. It's like a buddy comedy thing. Uh-huh. But he's got a dark secret, and I can't stop eating donuts. Yeah. By season two, I've put on 75 pounds.
Right. But, spoilers.
Spoilers. Sorry.
Not for the show. No. That's just a real-life manifestation.
Yeah.
Of your choices.
Correct.
Your bad choices.
Well, Travis, I wish you all the best, and I hope you stay safe out there on the road. But you don't get a vacation from helping. That's the thing about help, being a real true helper.
No, I signed that deal with the devil to get NCIS Norman, and it means I must help all the time. So I have to save 99 souls in order to save my own.
Right.
Oh, my God. Was that a fucking... what was that
pirate? Was it Blackjack?
Blackjack pirate guy.
I think it was Touched by an Angel.
The 100 Lives of Blackjack Savage, what's up?
Ah!
Oh my God, Travis just did 100. That has to be, like, no question.
I haven't even heard of this fucking thing.
A fucking 100 Lives of Blackjack Savage. Let me take you inside.
Let's peel back the cover.
Time out. Let me take you inside this fucking poll that Travis just decided to make a joke about that connected with one human, and he's his brother. Blackjack Savage was a Disney, Wonderful World of Walt Disney movie. It lasted, it was so good. Blackjack Savage was a ghost pirate from the 17th century who teams up with a crooked Wall Street con artist. They're both facing eternal damnation, so they decide to...
It sounds pretty fucking dark for a Disney flick.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. They have to save 99 souls to win their salvation.
From Jesus Christ?
Yep. He's the main antagonist.
Another crazy thing is that Blackjack Savage was played by a guy named Stoney Jackson in the pilot and was played by another gentleman named Stephen Williams in the actual series. So
one of those dudes is like the partner from Briscoe County, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
There's no way of knowing that, Travis. Yeah. But I do want to say it is so fucking crazy that you just referenced the 7-episode series, 100 Lives of Blackjack Savage, also starring Roma Downey. Hi, Roma.
That's what I'm saying. Listener. We got a new baseline now.
Yep.
Can we dig? Is there any mantle below this for us to dig into?
Chilean miners?
Maybe.
In August, I moved into a new apartment, one that comes with an assigned parking space. Hang in there, folks. This is kind of a lengthy one, but Travis assures us it's worth it. I didn't have a car for the first 2 months I lived here, and people frequently parked in my open space. It was inconvenient when I had guests over, but otherwise, I didn't mind. I recently bought a car and would like to park it in my space, but other people are constantly parking there. I don't work regular hours, so I often come home around midnight to find that my spot has been taken for the night, forcing me to park on the street like an animal. I resorted to leaving simple notes, things like, hello, please don't park here. This is my assigned space, Brad, apartment 16. If there's any confusion, please contact the landlord. But I haven't had much success. I'm pretty introverted, so I haven't met many neighbors and have no idea whose car is whose. How do I keep these godless bastards from taking what is rightfully mine? Help me, brothers. That's from Space Invaded in Houston. There are 16 apartments, and each apartment gets one parking space. The spots are assigned, so each person gets the same spot every day. The spots are not labeled.
If Jeff parks to the left of Mary,
uh-huh,
and right. Mary can't park next to Steve, who parks?
And Steve's car is 6 inches higher than Todd's.
Who parks in spot D? Justin Solve, go. Show your work.
Brad. Always Brad. He's the one paying the rent. That's Brad's spot.
That's Brad's. D for Brad.
This is a mind-blowing thing to me.
In which part?
Scratch. Because if I were one of the other 15 tenants, I guess I'm just the type of person that always thinks, like, if I were to park in a spot that's not mine, I'm going to get in trouble.
It's not the tenants, though, is it? It's the fucking wastoids that they invite over,
right,
to crash on their couch.
Oh, so when he says not labeled, he means it doesn't even say, like, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just an empty spot.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the fucking problem. That's the building is doing this badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what you need to do, Brad. You need to invest in a signage. Mm. You need to go get a dowel rod from Michaels. Don't go to Hobby Lobby. Fuck
those creeps.
Fuck those guys. So you're going to get No, but there's some fine people working there, I'm sure. But anyway, fuck them. Go to Michael's.
Fuck them,
get a
for real,
rod.
And everyone who works there for
or
real.
Or go to Joann's. I like Joann's.
You know what? I love Joann's fabrics.
I love Joann's fabrics, but I think I prefer Michael's. Yeah. But fuck Hobby Lobby, though. Yeah, more like Hobby Lobby. More like Nobby.
The sweet thing
Nobby
about
Lobby.
Michael's that everybody knows is the one in Huntington is in the old Children's Palace, so it looks like a castle.
And people who don't know what a Children's Palace is, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Anyway, before Toys R Us pushed them out of the market, Children's Palace was the place. Anyway, so get a sign. You're going to get a dowel rod, and you're going to get some, let's say, Luon. I think that's the way to go here.
Yeah.
And you're going to paint it green, and you're going to get white paint to write on the green paint that just says, like, Brad's shit, fuck off, apartment 16, suck my dick. And so it's going to be a big sign. Is the one thing to know about that.
Yeah, it's like a 4x8 sheet of Luon.
That's a 4x8 sheet of Luon that you're going to want to stick up. And again, that says, Brad shit, fuck off, apartment 16, suck my dick. And that way, right now they complete ignorance. I don't know, it's just a spot. And you know what? It's kind of fair.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not a label. I'm sorry, if parking spots aren't labeled, that's a tough one.
I got a better solution. I say you dish out some Chicago law, NCIS Chicago law, and starring Don Johnson, and you fucking get some folding chairs, throw them shits in the space,
and you just live there now.
No, you don't sit on the folding chairs. You just block off the space with them. That's what you do in Chi-Town, baby. You scoop out a spot in those cold, snowy winter months, and people are gonna be like, "Oh, thanks for scooping out a spot for me." Stranger, I'm just gonna go ahead and reap the benefits of your hard work. Nah, you put some chairs in this spot, and that's literally something everyone does.
Griffin, not to question this practice, what stops someone from just moving the chairs and parking there?
If you discover that, you put the chairs through their car.
Yeah,
no, the chairs are always here, so now they're in your car too.
Oh, okay. Where the chairs
Chicago are. Law, baby. Don Johnson will come and eat your car. Eat, unhinge his jaw, swallow the car whole. Fuck
Chicago
your car.
Law is weird.
Chicago law, baby. Eat it like a big old deep dish pizza pie.
No.
Okay. To bears?
So that'll work. Or you could just get some chalk and write
Brad's space.
On the actual.
No girls allowed.
On the floor of it, just write, this is Brad's shit. Fuck off.
I know that you're an introverted person. You don't want to have this fight with everybody. I think that that's fine. I think that you are going to be fighting a losing battle trying to get everyone on the fucking planet to not park in this spot. Because right now, like you thought it was bad before, it was just mislabeled. Now it's forbidden fruit. Now they know you want it. And now it's like the most delectable spot. Everybody's always looking for that secret spot. I think everybody has had at one point in their life that spot that maybe isn't a spot, and does, but you keep parking in it and it seems to be paying off. In my neck of the woods, it was like the parking that was connected to Calamity Cafe, but it was really for undercuts.
Yeah.
But like undercuts closed, so it was like, I don't know, maybe I can get in here. I think I can work this out. Anywho, you got to call your landlord, and this is their problem to fix. You are guaranteed a parking spot as part of your rent.
I mean, this is why you pay rent to a landlord, so that they can fix shit like this.
Right.
Now, here's the thing, Brad.
Uh-oh.
If you do this, if you call in, you know, mommy or daddy landlord, you will be a tattletale.
Yeah.
Because your landlord's going to post something or go around to everybody's doors.
Will you guys stop parking in Brad's spot? He's a delicate boy.
I mean, at worst, he mentions by name, like, you're parking in number 16 spot, but you've been leaving notes, so they'll know it was you.
Yeah. He's got weak legs. It hurts him to walk. He's my sweet boy.
I say you do it, because it sounds like you're already, like, not hobnobbing with these people. You're not rubbing elbows with the other 15 passengers on this thing we call life. So I say you just do it.
Can we read a Yahoo?
Absolutely.
I love this Yahoo. This Yahoo is great. It was sent in by Brian Mann. Thank you, Brian. It's by Yahoo Answers.
It's pretty
user.
Hyped.
Right. It's a doozer. Call the Fraggles up. We got ourselves a doozer. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user James, who asks.
Hold on, let me get a quick episode count on Fraggle Rock, just to see if we're well within the number of, I mean, more than one season. If it completed its, okay, five seasons of Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, no, that
it completed
that
its first season. Certainly more than the 100 lives
of Blackjack Stevens.
Jack Savage.
All right, Jamez asks, interview at McDonald's, should I eat there before? So, I've got an interview at McDonald's, and I've been craving a Big Mac for a while. Will it look good or bad if I buy one right before I have my interview or right after?
I think you're missing the obvious, and it's during.
Well, like, you don't...
Yeah, you keep asking questions. I'm going to get in on this Big Mac.
You purchase it, and then you take it into the interview is what you're saying. This is what you're suggesting.
Yeah.
In your pocket.
And then you do like a, do you mind? Om nom 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 nom. Or right after. I think right after sends a very good signal where you're like, well, I think this went well. So well, in fact. I got to get those two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Thank you very much.
And you say, I think it'll be the first of many.
Mm-hmm.
That you will give me for free for working here.
Do you get free food working at McDonald's? Do you think you get free?
You have to.
You have to, right?
You get the leftover burgers and fries at the end of the night.
The leftover burgers? They make them to order,
they throw them in like a grocery bag.
But they make them to order, artisanally.
Oh, sure they do, Griffin. Thanks for buying into the hype.
I just think if you wanna be a company man or woman, you do buy one. But that's the thing. I think you eat it beforehand, and you just make the person who's about to interview you watch you eat it to show you what a good burger boy you are.
And watch you enjoy it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Dripped on my shirt. I don't care. Ooh. I can't help but notice you got a little bit of dribble on your shirt there. Yeah, there's a good reason for that. Your burgers are fucking delicious.
Can you buy two Big Macs beforehand, set them at a table, and then, like, once your manager arrives, like, the manager arrives, you lead him to that table. Like, oh, look what we have here. Isn't this convenient?
I kind of slide it.
What have we found? And then see if he'll eat it, because I've always been curious. What do they know?
Can you roll up with a Big Mac and then hold it in front of the person who's interviewing you and just tear it in half? Rawr, no. I killed one. One down. Right, guys? I'll fucking kill every Big Mac in this place.
What if... Okay. Don't have a Big Mac during your interview. You want to prove something? Eat like a record number of Big Macs. Have him join you at a table with like 20 Big Macs and try to set a Big Mac eating world record as you conduct the interview.
See, now, Justin, I thought you were going to say sit down with a bag, open it up, pull out a Whopper.
Oh, that's what I meant to say, but whoa. I said Big Mac the whole time. Burger King does the Whoppers, right?
Yes.
Fucked that whole thing up.
Oh, you thought it was Whopper.
I fucked that whole sentence up. When I was talking about go to Burger King and you get a Whopper and bring it back and you tear it in half in front of everybody to say I've sacrificed one. This is the sacrifice this McDonald's demanded. I don't eat a lot of fast food, you guys. I eat mostly ancient grains.
Let me throw this.
I think something that would make a pretty good impression if you're interviewing to be like a fry cook at McDonald's is tell them how you would do things differently. Oh. I think you should tell them like how you would spice up the burgers differently or some recipes you want to try.
I would throw in some black bean burgers.
Bring in a big like gallon bag of like your special spices that you probably
This is your current product. Fucking, right, the Big Mac.
Fucking
classic.
Pull an avocado out of your pocket.
I want you to taste this burger. I just bought this from the line. Now I want you to try this burger I made. Do you like that? It did take me 2.5 hours to make, so it might slow down production.
We are describing the plot of Good Burger. We just wrote Good Burger. If you put three brothers in front of typewriters for all of eternity, one of them will eventually write Good Burger. That's the law of large numbers.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
You got a Big Mac? Yeah. You know this Big Mac smells like? My grandpa. Because my grandpa couldn't visit Big Mac. Fuck the Big Mac. We're getting rid of the clown. We're getting rid of the arches. Think about it. I got a new day. Burritos. McDonald's burritos.
I'll be waiting by the phone.
I'll be in my bunk.
We're joking, but there has to be some psychopath like that working at the, towards the top of the McDonald's ladder who is just like, guys, I got it. Bratwursts. Like, pizza. Bratwursts? Are you Fajitas. Sure? Pizza. We got to do pizza. It's going to be bad. If we try it, it's not going to be good. I know. Let's just do it.
This is how McDonald's pizza is how I know time travel won't be invented in my lifetime, because I know future Justin would have scored me one already. He would have already popped in and appeared. Wait, what if I write this exact date down somewhere where I'll never forget it in this exact moment and remember to bring myself back a McDonald's
Write it down.
Pizza?
Get out a pad and paper and do it right now and then bury it in the yard.
Well, no, I got to keep it on me at all times.
Would you tell him to bring me some of the McDonald's
Like the letter too? That Sally Sparrow gets in Blink, that, but like just for a McDonald's pizza.
You might need
to. Oh, and I'll pass it down through the generations. Oh, shit. It'll be like a family heirloom, and we'll pass it down until time travel is invented for this exact moment.
Mm-hmm.
McPizza, 10:50.
Don't blink, because you'll miss Justin.
Don't blink.
You'll miss Justin eating it.
You'll miss me scarfing it. Oh, Miss McDonald's pizza. McPizza, if you will.
I mean, this sounds like the kind of plan that you're going to follow through with. So, let's make it right now. What is it? 10:50 a.m. Sunday, September 28th, 2014.
Yep.
And just like, let's, I guess, take a moment of silence and let us know if
manifest we're talking about as far down as my generational line will go. Maybe we get whacked. Maybe we don't make it very far. That's a possibility. Wow. Well, I'm hoping that they'll disseminate enough that, like, they'll photocopy it off with each passing generation, brothers, sisters, whatever, throughout time, extending into the future infinitely, right? So each person will get a note that says, bring Justin McPizza at 10:50 a.m. on a Sunday. So if time travel is ever – I'm actually going to make it 10:51 now to build a little suspense. If time travel is ever going to be a thing – the time traveler of the future will appear. Let me get the clock open. 3, 2.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
Justin!
Yeah, that's me. I'm just...
My name is Justin 8.
Justin 8? You look so old, but you look like me.
Yes! This is... I'm the 8th of your line of clones.
What year do you come from?
That's not important. I can't reveal that information to you. But I do have one question.
You're so old. You sound like Paul Bear.
Are you ready to get zesty?
I am. I'm definitely ready for that.
Well, good news. I put it in a freshness.
Yeah, I figured some sort of future fresh.
Yeah, it's like Ziploc 2.
It's a big production.
It costs $1,000.
Well, I appreciate you wanting to keep the freshness
and warmth. It does warmth too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's honestly not as good as I remember, but I guess I appreciate the effort.
I'm gonna die now.
Can you ask Justin 8
last thing?
Can you ask Justin 8 to score me a McDonald's brat? Just like run out.
I would like a fajita, please.
Yeah.
I'm doing this the moment before my death. I have maybe 30 seconds.
Why did you wait?
Any big questions about the future that I can answer?
When's McRib coming back?
2 weeks. Get there.
Nah, I'm good.
Also,
go ahead
and
die.
I work for McDonald's.
Go ahead and die. We're good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's all.
Listen, you've lived a full and rewarding life.
Actually, no, I was cloned for this moment.
And you did it.
I only lived for 15 minutes.
You did it, and you did a great job, although I do need that bratwurst. If you could just quick, there might be a line. There might be a line. And you might not be able to.
My feet are turning to dust.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, bye.
Now my hands are turning to dust.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
He was sprung from a McRib.
He died just as he lived, getting Justin a pizza.
Just getting Justin some sweet, sweet McPizzas.
Oh, God, that was
Did
delicious.
You eat your clone? You monster.
No, I do need to clean up an aisle me over here, because I am future. My future clone is dust. Just dust everywhere. It's disgusting. I have a child.
Insanity. Next question.
Next question. That's a great bit, though.
What is that? What we're doing? Are we reviewing them?
Classic bit.
I'm just saying. I'm just
saying. 4 out of 5 would chuckle again.
I'm just saying the bits are rarely that fleshed out, and I liked it a lot.
Is there a difference between boxer, boxer brief, and brief guys? I have a bias against briefs, but only because I usually find men's upper thighs pretty unsexy.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I don't know what it's like to have junk around there. Maybe the security is totally worth it, and I should be attracted to this person's pragmatism while averting my eyes from their blindingly white legs. Give me insight, brothers. Do a man's undies say anything about him to begin with? This is from Befuddled by Briefs in Brooklyn.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not completely clear on what the difference between boxers and boxer briefs. Like, what makes something boxers but not boxer
boxers briefs? Be loose and flowing, and they got the elastic band up top and a hole in the front for your dick to come out of. I mean, boxers are the laziest underwear that you can wear, because
they're like the between like underpants and trunks, right?
They're basically trunks that you wear under your pants.
Okay. Like, this isn't complex. Briefs are briefs. Boxers are boxers. Boxer briefs are halfway between the two. Like a pair of briefs that didn't know where to stop.
I mean, but you say that, like, when you say boxers, it's like, okay, great, I've got a clear picture in my mind. I think I've always been a boxer briefs dude, so I can't even remember what boxers are like.
Boxers are like boxer briefs, but, like, kind of loose and flowing, and they tend to, like, do a little riding up sometimes.
Gotcha.
They get wet. I always have just a lot of water in there.
I think you're still thinking of trunks. Griffin, no, are you wearing swim trunks as underpants?
No, I just produce. I produce the juice.
You produce water.
Okay.
I think that briefs have gotten a bad rap.
You think?
And I'll tell you why. Name.
Quick survey. What does everybody here wear?
Boxer briefs.
I was actually. I don't want to. I'd sound like a corporate shill, but I have actually been swayed over to boxer briefs by MeUndies.
Yep.
Me too. More on that later.
Comfortable shit. But I think that the briefs being called tidy whities,
yeah,
they might as well have just been called like
man diapers.
Yeah.
This is my man diaper.
How do you say tidy whities in like a sexy, effective way?
Now, it is just the appearance of the tidy whitey. For some reason, women have infinite styles and fashions to choose from, and guys like.
Do you want to wear a baby diaper or a lazy pants? What do you want?
It's like a thin diaper or bad shorts. That's all we have.
Or awesome, awesome boxer briefs from me.
Where's the mangere?
Yeah, that's what. Well, you made me get you motherfucking mangere on your goddamn wedding day.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
But even that was just like smoother, silkier boxer briefs.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything like fun and kicky about them.
But they had like a porthole for viewing, for maximum viewing.
That
angles.
Is true.
I think that someone wearing briefs, the only thing I would say is that I think somebody wearing briefs is either A, proud of their body, or B, ain't got shit to lose.
Yeah.
They just don't care about what kind of silhouette they're cutting, or they look fresh. They look great. They look dynamite. Nothing can detract from their silhouette.
I think that when it comes to this, it's like anything else. You clearly have a preference. You know what I mean?
On this front, I used to.
No, I'm saying the question asker. Question asker.
Oh, the question asker, not me.
Yeah, they seem to like the boxer briefs or the boxers and doesn't like briefs. That's cool. I get that. I don't know that there's a comparison for me with ladies. There's never a time where I'm like, wow, she was wearing...
I like thongs.
Get out.
Okay.
Get out.
Sorry. It's just like Butt City. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Butt City. Did you guys ever see NCIS Butt City?
Uh-huh.
Howie Mandel's best work.
The crimes got a little repetitive.
Another butt crime, yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Ripped in half.
This murderer was a little... cheeky. Yeah!
I know it's none of my business, but I'm just going to have to butt in.
This guy
If I didn't know better, I'd guess that this thug was on crack.
Yeah! What an asshole. Hey, what a shitty murder. I think your theory...
Check out the corpse. Looks like somebody cut his butt off.
I think your theory is a little fart-fetched.
Stupid.
Dumb show. Dumb show. Not this podcast. NCIS Butt City. With
it
Harley
ran for
that.
Six seasons.
It ran for
more seasons than Fraggles.
It made it to fucking syndication.
It's unbelievable.
But did you see their 100th episode special? It was touching.
Howie Mandel had his... He was the victim of butt crime. And they kicked him off the show. I think it was ready.
And that
was
the one episode where he had this special message at the end, like, listen, street butt implants are a real issue that are plaguing today's youth. Mm-hmm. We joke a lot about it on the show, but this is a real problem. If you or somebody you know is considering getting illegal butt implants from the street, please talk to your doctor.
To your doctor?
Let's get a medicine. A joke. Neon, he's changed my life.
I didn't know that they had the potential to change my life. Because here's what I knew. The website has a lot of great pictures of butts. It's basically Butt City 2, NCIS Butt City 2. And it's awesome. It's an awesome website to look at. I knew that when you go to MeUndies, you're going to get some great fitting, great looking underwear. I knew that about other people, right? And then we got MeUndies.
Uh-huh.
And what I didn't know
is... It all changed.
It made my butt and my penis look rad. I love the way my butt and my penis looks in these boxer shorts. I fucking love it. They look so good.
I literally hesitated on putting on shorts for the day. I work out of the house, so fuck it. I hesitated putting on shorts because I was so enjoying the feeling of just being in these MeUndies. It felt like I was being cradled.
And let me say this. They are my preferred underpants for driving, for traveling long distances, because they're so comfortable and keep my junk so, like, climate controlled.
It's like your business is in stasis.
Yeah, everything's... It's like, okay, let's shut that down for 12 hours while you drive. Okay, time to, you know, wake up your genitals. We've made it. Genitals. We're at Mars, genitals.
The mission to save mankind can begin. Oh no, the rest of the crew is dead because they weren't wearing MeUndies. They were wearing some fucking Target brand Mossimo baggy saggy damp shitty underwear.
And all their genitals are rotten.
All their genitals are dead and gone. There's an alien on
Look at Travis
on this
over
ship.
Here. Look at Travis's genitals. They're ready for pilot season.
But now
they're not missing a beat.
But now I've got lonely genitals because everyone else's genitals on Mars are dead. Mm-hmm. So go to MeUndies. Go to MeUndies.com/mybrother and you'll get 20% off your first order. And I guarantee you will love your MeUndies.
They make a fucking good product. They crush it.
You know, sometimes you see like on... I never with anything that we have pimped that I know of. But you see shit and it's like, these are online and you get them for cheap. And you're like, well, yeah, but they're probably like cut rate and that's how they're cheap. And once I get them, I'll hate them, but I can't send them back because I got them over the end. Nah, man, these are like... awesome. These are probably the greatest underpants I've ever owned, and I will order more. Thank you.
MeUndies.com/mybrother, 20% off and free shipping in the US and Canada right now. Trust us. Trust us on this one. And listen, we got a Facebook group. Let's get some photos up there.
Well, don't,
and,
no,
and you can
don't
get couples that. Matching underpants.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We've talked about
the right print.
We talked about our penis a whole bunch, but it'll
make your vagina look great too.
I bet it will.
They sent me a pair of black and white striped one. And Sydney said it looked like my butt escaped from prison.
Which, why wouldn't it? Butt crimes.
Yeah. What was its crime? No one knows. Looking too good? Maybe. I just want to tell you all about Prosper. If you need a lot of money in 72 hours, let's say you needed $35,000 in 72 hours.
Let's come up with different options.
What?
How would you get $35,000 in 72 hours?
I would let people line up and pay me $10 to look at my butt and penis in MeUndies. Okay. And then I would need to do that 35 times. Wait.
Hold on.
350 times.
I think your dignity would run out before the lines would, honestly. I would just sell everything.
See, I would just go on Prosper.
Ah, fuck. Oh, you win.
Right. That's a good idea, Travis. What's Prosper?
Well, Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending process. So think of, like, you would go to a bank, but rather than a bunch of, like, nameless, faceless people that you never know that are handling your money and they're taking it, this is people on the site, other people just like you, saying, okay, great, that sounds like a sound investment. I'm going to be part of the group that loans you the money, and then when you make your payments back, that money goes back to them. So you can either be one of the lenders, you can be one of the lendees. Go on prosper.com and check it out. It's a really brilliant idea to kind of cut the banks out. You'll never have to set foot in a bank. There's no raising interest fees. There's no outrageous fees at all. And if you go to prosper.com/mybrother, you can check your rate instantly and it won't affect your credit score. And right now, they're offering MBMBA listeners a $50 prepaid Visa card when you get a loan. So that's already just like $50 on top of the loan you already get. So that's a special site just for us, just for our listeners, prosper.com/mybrother.
And don't try and fucking game the system by saying, I need a $1 loan so you can get that good, good Visa hookup.
Well, the brilliant thing is no one's going to invest in that. You're cutting out the middleman.
Right through that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So go on there. If you just look, it's prosper.com/mybrother. Check your rate instantly. Look, just go and check out. Maybe you've been, you know, wanting to start a project or make a big move like Teresa and I are. Or maybe you just want to, like, buy a house or do some home improvement or something, but you don't know where to start or your credit limit's not that great. Go check it out, and this may be the answer to all your problems.
Justin, do you want to read this legalese in a fun voice?
Other restrictions apply.
That's the one you used last time. I think you can do better than that.
Let me try again.
Okay.
Can you give me an Andre the Giant?
Other restrictions apply. The site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by Web Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There will be no survivors.
My action has wound down, TikTok.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Can I bust out a quickie?
Please, give me a quick note. What's going on?
It's a quick note, and it's important because it's for Sarah from James Jamez. James, and then in quotation marks.
Jaime says.
Jamez James. His name's James.
Jamez.
Jamez says... My dearest Sarah, happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day whenever this airs, as well as on your actual birthday. And if those days are the same, a double wonderful day. No pressure, though, McElroy brothers. No chance, James. Your courage, your creativity, and kindness amazes me every day. Let's be animal friends forever. I love you always. XOXOXO. Shams.
That was lovely, James.
That's very sweet.
That was really nice. Do we know what the actual birthday was so we can see how close we got?
No. No one ever knows.
No one ever knows when anybody's birthday is.
Sarah's never told anyone what her birthday is. He's guessing. He's just doing a scattershot approach. He's bought 20 of these, and he's just trying to get near her birthday.
Yeah, and he's used different names every time. So every time there's a birthday message, it's always Jams, and it's always for Sarah. Uh-huh. happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
And this next one's for Eric. It's from Big Daddy Hoffman.
This sounds like familiar. Has Big Daddy Hoffman...
because last time, Eric bought one for Big Daddy Hoffman. Now Big Daddy Hoffman is buying one for Eric. Happy birthday, Cat Daddy. I'm sorry you'll never get my sweet, sweet Dr. Drugs or cobbling skills. You saved those for marriage. Instead, let's get matching star tattoos for your birthday. This is also my thanks for the MBMBA message back in June. My favorite part was that you couldn't even stick to the character, Lim.
Oh, yeah.
That's good
Deep. It goes deep.
I love people using our extremely expensive messaging service. My brother, me, DMs, where we direct message between two people and charge a nominal fee.
I also like this idea of it being like a one-upping thing. now I've got to buy another one.
Did you say nominal fee or astronomical fee?
Yeah, that one. That's the one.
So if you love one of your loved ones enough to spend a bunch of worthless money on them, go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. We've got lots of people that write in just about every week. I get about 4 or 5 emails that say, and I try to answer them back as quickly as I can, that say, how does this work? How do I get a message on there? My, you know, such and such, my so-and-so's birthday is coming up. And I went, just go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. They'll set it all up. And you can either get a personal message or a business message if you have a website or a Kickstarter or anything like that.
Holy
you
shit.
Want people to go check out.
It's just I'm getting older as you read all that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm done now. I just want to make sure that everyone knows because I always feel so bad. It got so
boring, though.
Well, I just always feel so bad when people don't say, like, be stingy. My husband's birthday is next week.
No. Like, ooh, get it out ahead of time and don't just spend the money. Just spend the money. I was watching a Denzel Washington, and he was giving a speech to a bunch of people, and I forget what for, but he said, you never see a U-Haul attached to a hearse. Think about that. Can't take it with you, can you, guys?
But what if I bought a secondhand hearse to get across the country?
Then you would see that. Shit, you're right.
Yeah, take that, Denzel.
I hate when he gets smarmy.
Yeah.
I bet he felt so smug about that point when he cooked it up.
And then, like, 20 kids raised their hands. Oh, what about secondhand hearses?
Secondhand hearses? Denzel?
Mark your calendars for a brand new thing. The first ever Max Fun Week is coming up, October 15th through 21st. Max Fun Week's all about celebrating the creativity and passion of our listeners. We'll have podcast crossovers, Q&As, behind-the-scenes tours, giveaways, and more. No fundraising, just awesome stuff for you. So, tune in to your favorite Max Fun shows, tell a friend about Max Fun, and check out some new shows during Max Fun Week, October 15th through 21st.
I have a Yahoo that was sent in by Amelie Belcher. Thank you, Amelie.
Amelie?
It's by Yahoo Answers user Kitty, who asks, murder mystery party ideas. I'm organizing a murder mystery party for my friends and need some help with ideas. I'm not using a shop-bought kit for the night and have come up with a basic storyline myself. Basically, a lord invited everyone round for dinner earlier that week, but the but the morning of the night, he was murdered.
Wait. Sorry?
But the morning of the night, he was murdered. Every guest is a suspect because they all dislike the lord for reasons to do with money and flirtatious behavior. It turns out, in the end, that the son was the murderer because he was the lord's...
Spoilers!
Because he was the lord's favorite and wanted to inherit all of his money. I am looking for ideas to do with ways to reveal clues throughout the night, through games, etc. I wouldn't mind if they were quite scary, but they should be fun, too. Also, nothing too complicated, please. I would love it if you gave your examples and your answers. Any help will be
appreciated. Got a bunch of delegates coming to my murder mystery party.
I think that you just, at the very beginning, you say, welcome, everyone. We'll be revealing clues to establish that the son is the murderer. All right, everyone, all right, enjoy everyone dinner.
Have fun. We got a lot of spooky games coming up.
And then the next morning, when everything's done, you say, now, did you catch the clue I said at first when I mentioned that the son was the murderer? You should have been writing that down.
I have been to one murder mystery party in my life, and I know that this is your guys' area of expertise, but I've only been to one. And I got there and I was in costume. It was like cruise themed, and they were making mojitos for everyone. And I drank 6 of them right when I got there. And then I had to step outside for like a half hour and just breathe in the cold night air and not throw up all over myself. And I missed a lot of clues. So when I got back in, people were like, "Where have you been?" And a lot of people thought I was the murderer because I disappeared for a long time. It was actually that real Griffin got Mondo drunk mega fast. So yeah.
Just like in Monk.
So don't do that.
I wouldn't do that, no. In the murder mysteries that I've been to up at Ravenswood Castle in Ohio, I recommend it, by the way, heartily, if you ever get a chance. You know what
I want to do? For a murder mystery, just to hang out there, because they just completed the Huntsman Hollow, and it looks wonderful.
Beautiful. You know what I want to do sometime?
What?
I want to do my brother, me, murder mystery. Would you guys do
that? My brother, and murderer.
My brother, my killer. If you, let's do that. We could do, like, a my brother, me themed murder mystery weekend at a castle.
16 spots. $1,000 is a grand too much to ask for that experience, that immersive, interactive experience with us.
Talk about that on Facebook if you want to do it, because, like, I really want to do it. I like, you know what is good is fake clues. You can make some of those.
How do you mean?
What? Well, like, if Brian's the murderer, the son's the murderer, you come up with some way to distract from that. Like, maybe you write a note with blood or probably lipstick. This is like, Brian didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
It definitely wasn't Brian.
It wasn't Brian. And then maybe you slip that underneath somebody's plate. And after they're done eating, you say like, looks good. Clean plate club, huh? Well, let me see the bottom, make sure you really are. And then they find the note, and you're like, whoa, mysterious.
Weird. I guess Brian didn't do it.
It wasn't me.
I guess that real takes Brian off the list.
Oh, here's what you do. You like
My name? I'm Brian.
Hide notes around for everyone to find that say like, meet me in the such and such at midnight, and make everyone go to different points, and then go through their bags.
Maybe make everyone go to the same point and then lock it.
And then see who the real murderer is.
Then see who the real murderer is, because they gotta kill again.
Find out one thing about fake murders. They have to real murder to feel.
They have a taste for it now. They want to experience it in real life.
Will Brian know that he's the murderer at this party, or will he be just as surprised as everyone else?
He's a Manchurian candidate. Well,
seeing as they put the solution on Yahoo Answers, everybody knows who the killer is now.
Yeah, that's a good
point. That is fair.
What if the Lord's not really dead?
Oh, and he resurrects?
No. Up from the grave he arose. Oh, it turns out it's been Jesus the whole time. Oh, did I say the Lord? I meant the Lord of Lords. Pretty good place to hide clues. Like, where are good places to hide clues?
Bathroom. I think
inside the board game clue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's a fucking good one.
Oh, in the dictionary where the entry for the word clue is.
Mm-hmm. What if you do the thing where you write on a mirror with soap, and then when someone takes a shower, it's you can make it appear, and it's like...
Oh, and encourage all of your guests to take a shower in the middle of the party?
Yeah, just be like, go take a
shower. You smell like
there's
shit,
there's a clue in the shower room. Do you mean the bathroom? Yeah, okay. Whoosh. It says Brian isn't it on the mirror.
And I can see your dick?
It says Brian was here, but not... He didn't kill it, but good dick.
My work provides apples. There are red, delicious, and tasty greens in baskets on each floor. So I usually bring a smallish lunch and supplement it with an apple.
They taste kind of waxy and plasticky, but it's fine.
But some days I'm more peckish than others, and I might dip into the basket again and again. I ask you, how many apples is too many apples? Both biologically and socially. And that's from, I like them apples. In Chicago.
Here's the important question, the important detail that this question asker left out is, are these baskets sitting at like a receptionist desk where there is a human being watching?
What kind of monitoring is provided for the apples?
Is there someone who will report back to your boss and go, it was another 5-apple day?
Yeah.
5 apples.
Can you believe this motherfucker?
How much do we pay this? Does he not have enough for a Lunchable?
What's his fiber issue?
He's hungry 24/7 for apples.
Wait a minute. Are you sure that this isn't a take an apple, leave an apple basket? Those are popular.
You take a red, you leave a green.
Just make it a quick deposit. I fucking brought too many apples again.
This is a pluot. Who the fuck left a pluot in the apple basket?
I love that this is a very new age approach to employee maintenance.
I've actually seen this.
I've seen it in hotels too.
Well, yeah.
I've seen it in where they have them like the same way people used to have candy bowls. Now they have like apple baskets and like fruit things.
Apple, can we just like start from the ground and work our way up and just like establish the fucking fact that apples aren't a meal? No, but you don't go at lunchtime, 3 apples. No.
I don't understand. I think the thing that I'm struggling with in this question more than anything, I don't understand this perception that eating produce is anything other than a chore that is to be struck from your list upon completion. When I finish an apple, I don't think, ugh, gotta go back for another apple. I think of an apple as some like a deposit in future gastronomical debauchery.
And I even like apples. But there's still a certain amount of like, okay, let's see. Well, I got this and this. I should take an apple.
Yeah. I should also have an apple.
Teresa and I, we've been traveling, so we stopped and got like fast food on the way up. And it was like, we should have some vegetables. It wasn't like, ooh, I really want some. It was like, this is the right.
Jesus right? is watching. We
like, let's be honest, we're adults. We should have some.
We've eaten Arby's 4 times today.
We've had the equivalent of 3 pizzas already. Let's try some vegetables.
Apples are just empty calories, and they're not very many cookie points because they're sweet, like cookies.
Here's my bet. I like dim apples in Chicago. You don't really want an apple. You're bored because you're at work. And it's an excuse to get up and go do something else with your time, and it's a fucking apple. Now, thank God it's an apple rather than like a box of donuts, or you'd probably have diabetes by now, because it sounds like you're having 14 apples a day. And this isn't Norman, Oklahoma, all right? You can't just have donuts all the time.
Do you think that I like to imagine the question asker is eating them like Mr. Peepers. Do you think?
Oh, right.
Just savaging them?
Or just
them?
Doing different impressions of different people's eating apples.
Hey, can you imagine if Jack Nicholson ate an apple? I like to think it might go something like this.
And then just do Mr. Peepers every time.
You dirty rat. You're an apple.
Can I bust out a...
I can do any celebrity eating an apple.
Okay.
I am not an apple eater.
But I am.
I did not have sexual relations with this apple. He does a political theme one day.
This is a new play I'm writing. It's called Frost Apple.
I'm enjoying this apple at Ford's Theater.
Okay.
All right. So I have a quick...
It's all presidential apples.
I got you. Can I read this quick Yajru?
Can he use his apple cores and turn them into the little apple dolls with the faces? And
I'm not eating apples. I'm making crafts.
I'm making art. They will be available on my desk for $50 per apple doll. They are hard to make.
I will put some of those funds back into our apple supply. No, I won't. I won't do that.
I will donate 10 cents of each purchase to make more apples, I guess. How does one
How do
make
you do
apples?
That? I have a 3D printer. All right. I got a Yajru. And it was sent in by Drew. Thank you, Drew. Do we do his last name still? It's just like in the...
No, I think you can just say, like, it's from D.
It's from D. It's my boy D. Vitamin D.
I think that when other people send one, you could just start saying, this is from not Drew Davenport.
It was asked by Yahoo Answers user Daniel, who asks, how to make a memorable entrance into a reception. I am in my sister's wedding, and I'm walking with one of my best friends. We are all walking to the same song into the reception, unfortunately, but I was wondering what we could do to make it memorable, because we are both pretty crazy.
Shit yourself. Uh-huh.
Shit your pants right when you walk
in. And if you can do it without pausing your stride, that will be
you're walking in.
Smile.
You're walking in to...
And maybe a gigantic smile like that girl in the Black Hole Sun video.
Yeah.
Can you swing that?
You're walking in to Hey Ma by Cam'ron. Everybody's walking in, doing their thing, and you just stop in the middle, and you just do it, and everyone knows what you're doing. And I guess the other person's doing it, too?
And you make prolonged eye contact with everybody one by one.
Hey Ma, what's up? I shit my pants. Me too.
On purpose.
On
not like,
purpose.
Oh, no, you can't act like you're embarrassed, and it can't be like, oh, my stomach. You just have to do it like...
It will be memorable. Guarantee goddamn tea that.
You could not shit yourself, but make everyone else shit themselves.
How?
Brown nose.
Not a real
X-lax.
Thing. Okay.
You could, like, subliminally implant it in everyone's brain.
Well, like fucking scanners. Just stand there and start vibrating until everybody shits their pants.
Before we... wrap up the show. I have an announcement to make. When we were talking about stuff in hotels, I came up with the idea of saying turn down for what service, and I couldn't think of a way to work it in.
Okay.
So
anybody else have any other aborted jokes?
if at any point you want to use that in your day-to-day life, I don't want it to be lost to time.
I had a whole thing for apples about like that one scene from Good Will Hunting that I just didn't get to use. And I also had a really great Cider House Rules joke, but I sat on it because Toby Maguire is going through a lot right now.
This has been My Brother and Me.
We have so much more shit to say.
100 lives of Black Jack Savage fan cast. We hope you have enjoyed it. I want to make a special note of our Facebook group. It is continuing to grow. It is a thriving community of people. There are like literally hundreds of people joining it every week, hundreds upon hundreds. I would ask everybody in the group, if you're already in that group, to maybe have a little bit more discretion with the horse-based posts. Like, don't feel the need to post every bit of horse detritus you stumble across in your internet travels. Let's try to keep it just the best of the best in terms of horse content.
And maybe before you post anything, just sort of look at it for a long time and imagine that you are another person that's not yourself, and with that person, find what you are about to post horrifically gross, like super, yeah, super yucky. And if
I've deleted a few of those,
I've had to delete a few yuckos, and I love you guys, but you have to fucking stop. You're killing me.
And I've deleted a few people promoting other things on our show because fuck you. Yep. Where do you get off? How dare you? Anyway, it's a fun group. Everybody in there is really cool. You just search for My Brother, Me Appreciation Group on Facebook, and you will see it, and we will add you as soon as we can. Don't try to fucking sell any jeans in there.
Don't sell jeans.
It is really hard to fill out the spam bots because they look real, but we're doing our best.
If you've been on Facebook for less than a month and you're in more than 30 groups and you're a real person, we have no way of knowing that.
We actually can't help you, so I'm sorry that I can't get you in the group. Maybe send us a message or something if you're a real human that has been on Facebook for less than a month and is a member.
Real human being. You guys remember that song?
Nope. We have another big announcement.
What?
Mark your calendars. Coming up October 15th through the 21st is Max Fun Week. So in the past, we had like Max Fun Day, and we do the fun drive every year. But here's the thing. This is not about fundraising. We're not asking you for any kind of money.
It's about fundraising.
No, it's not about money at all.
No, fun, fundraising.
Fun, raising the fun. Because it's just a week in which we're going to focus on getting the word out there. Maybe you've listened to our show exclusively. Maybe you've only listened to us and Sawbones, and you've never tried out the other Max Fun shows. Well, this week is going to be all about that. We're going to be on other shows. People are going to be on our show. And just across, there's going to be a lot of like cross-promotion, a lot of people hosting other people's shows. So it's going to be really fun. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be special content. So just make sure you're paying attention. Follow Max Fun HQ on Twitter. At MaxFunHQ, or you can follow us on Twitter, follow Jesse Thorne, and you're going to get all the fun Max Fun Week information. And trust me, I think it's going to be a really good time.
It's going to be a hootenanny.
So go check it out. Check out the other Max Fun shows. Goose Down, Lady to Lady, One Bad Mother.
What's our featured? What's our featured show this week?
Oh No, Ross and Carrie is our featured show this week.
Why?
What's that?
Why'd we pick them?
That show?
Oh No, Ross and Carrie is Ross and Carrie. They go and they explore fringe science claims so that you don't have to. They join cults. They become members of religions. They go check out any kind of non-traditional medical science claims, such as like healing crystals and that kind of thing, so that you don't have to. And not only do they approach it in a very scientific manner, and they're very good about exploring the whole thing, it's also really, really funny, and they seem like really good people. I've hung out with Carrie, and she's super nice. I look forward to hanging out with both of them when I get to LA.
I actually have to take umbrage with their oil pulling episode, because they said it's not good, and I love it. And I'm doing it right now.
Now, to be fair, what they said is that if you weren't doing anything else, it would probably be beneficial. But if you're brushing and flossing,
no,
and
fuck using, that. I don't need
you're
to.
You're just oil pulling.
The oil is getting all of it.
You can find all this at MaximumFun.org. So go nuts. Also, did you know there's a Reddit for Maximum Fun? tv.reddit.com/r/MaximumFun. And there's another slash in there. Right now, you can find my pasta pass unboxing. I have an embarrassing thing to admit. I got my unlimited pasta pass and still have not used it.
You dumb motherfucker.
Oh, you gotta do it. You've talked about it too much now. You have to go.
I know.
And you can also watch Justin unbox that pass at our YouTube page, youtube.com/mpmbam. And now that I have officially quit my job, we're going to be putting a lot more content up there, more animated videos to come.
More innovative content. A lot of TED Talks.
You're gonna watch it and go, I can't believe no one's ever YouTubed like this before.
Cartoons are coming.
Cartoons are coming. More clips that you can share with your friends and that kind of stuff. So make sure to go check it out. Subscribe if you haven't already. If we hit 10,000 subscribers, we get to use the YouTube studios. And I don't know what I'll do there, but it'll probably be disgusting. So make sure we get lots of YouTube followers.
No one else can use this studio now.
What have you done?
Who was in here being so raunchy?
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, Into Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Good, good, good album. You know, I've been listening to that track 7 a whole bunch. What's wrong? What are you laughing about?
Justin, what happened?
I'm sorry. I was going to share our Twitter mentions, right? Thank you to people tweeting about the show. But I want to especially highlight MBMBAM Wisdom. That has over 4,000 subscribers now. Is that what they are on Twitter? Followers, I guess? Yeah. But they tweeted out links to our official pages last night, and I had never seen Griffin's, so I clicked on it, and he's got an R.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
He's got an R. Afraid of it? I don't want to ruin it. Go to GriffinMacquarie.com. Travis. It's... Oh, God, this is like the least funny thing we've ever put in a show.
No, but it's good. It's going to really bump my SEO up.
Check Griffin's site and... Stupid. Okay, so thanks again to MeUndies for supporting the podcast. You can go to MeBaUndies.com/mybrother and get 20% off the first order. And right now, you'll get free shipping in the U.S. and Canada. We're wearing them right now. Be like us. Get comfortable junk just like ours. I think that's it. Travis, safe travels.
Hey, thanks.
If you want to put Travis on your podcast or comedy show in LA, please let us know and he'll just appear.
Or if you want me to be on any podcast you like, feel free to tell them.
Tell them you got Travis fever.
Tell them to get your boy. Oh, and I almost forgot. We've got a wiki now.
Okay.
We've got a hosted wiki. Justin, what's the address on that?
That is going to be MBMBAM. .hostedwiki.co.
There we go.
You can go to the Facebook group and help build that out. Just search for like wiki stuff, and you can help to fill it out. But it's they're adding like questions and filling it out. So make sure to go check that out. We're done. We're gotta be done. Griffin, last question.
Find out who. It's a vitamin D joint. Thank you, vitamin D. Spayahoo who answers user Lala who asks, why does my breath always smell like dry leaves?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, make your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hey folks, this is Kevin Allison of the Risk Podcast, a proud member of the Maximum Fun family. If you've never heard Risk before, you gotta check it out. Risk is where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share in public. Stuff you could never hear on NPR. This is where writers, comedians, and people of all walks of life drop the act and get as raw and real as it gets. You know you love stories. Why not check out the show where you'll hear the most unforgettable ones you've ever heard? Check out Risk today. We are free on iTunes, of course, and we're at MaximumFun.org or at risk-show.com. Risk!